What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, we're going to react to a video on Valuetainment talking about how only 16% of Gen Z are proud to live in America. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
That turn, that lick, that slap. And it's that one, that everybody talking about this new drink. They like, that's that turn, that lick, that slap. And it's that one, that everybody talking about this new drink. They like.
They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle's a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, an orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, the Dizzle Brand merch. You got the hats. You got T-shirts, hoodies, and more. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on merchandise store. Also, on our locations, there's locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. And Dizzle Brand merch is also available on Etsy.com. Just search for Dizzle Brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. That's Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it. Valuetainment and the crew.
Or the share of generation who is proud to be American is falling off a cliff. It's actually insane. And it's something that I actually feel very deeply about. If you look here, the net shares of each generation who say they are proud to live in the United States, baby boomers who are essentially our parents, you know, in their 60s, 70s, 73% are proud to live in the United States. Gen X, who are in their 40s and 50s, 54%. And then it reaches the below the 50% threshold when you get to millennials, 36%. And Gen Z, 16%. You're talking teenagers and 20-something-year-olds who are abundantly not proud to live in the United States. And as you're saying these stories about, all right, economic freedom, check. Mm-hmm. Okay, say whatever you want for the most part.
100%.
Check. I'm wondering, where did this shame come from? Based on your findings, why people and young people in America are not proud to be American? This is something that deeply, deeply bothers me.
So once again, I think there are probably a lot of causes at play. So I want to talk about one or two of them. But before I do that, let's get the numbers right. So right now, native-born American women have about 1.7 children per woman per lifetime. And again, you need 2.1.
That 2.1 to replace yourself. Yeah. Okay.
So it's mostly immigration, which is still driving our population forward. So America is still growing in terms of its population. We are not shrinking like the Japanese, for example, but it's mostly driven by non-native American women who are having more children than
immigrants.
Okay. Now, possibly, I think one of the reasons that is sort of in my mind is that I do meet a lot of young people. And part of the reason why they feel so bad about America is because they are actually deeply ignorant about the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. There is very little understanding amongst the young about just how rich Americans are vis-a-vis the rest of the world. Now, I understand that income is not the only thing which matters. But still, in spite of all of our problems, 9/11, financial crisis, COVID, etc., we are the richest generation in the whole history of the United States. We are much richer than our ancestors were. And not just that, Americans are much richer relative to the second most developed part of the world, which is Western Europe. Mm-hmm. Even middle-income America, I mean, if the Western European income if you compare it to the American states, the 50 states, it would be on par with Louisiana and Mississippi, the poorest states in the union. Those are the average incomes.
How do you calculate that? What formula did they use to define that?
I think this would be GDP per capita.
Okay.
As far as I recall, I saw it online a number of times from reputable sources. I think one of them was Timbro, which is a Swedish think tank. The reality is that here in the United States, Mississippi and Louisiana are the poorest states in the union. And if you go to the richest, they are roughly twice as rich as the poorest states in the union.
California, New York.
And Western Europe is on the level of America's poorest states.
Again, so let's go back. So what causes people to keep having kids? What causes?
So think about what he said. He said that Western Europe is as poor as Mississippi and Alabama. I live in North Carolina, and I've drove through Alabama, Mississippi. I know some people from Alabama, and I might know an artist or two from Mississippi. But everybody knows that that's one of the poor. Those are two of the poorest states in the United States. And I lived in Panama for a couple years, and I've seen poverty that you'll never see in America. Even homeless people had it better than the poverty that I saw in Panama. And the poverty was so bad that you could smell a stench once you hit a certain part of the city where all the poverty was at. This was in Panama, in Colon City in Panama. Like real, real, real poverty. I mean, if we're calling anything in America ghettos, I mean, these were super ghettos. These were super ghettos because they were 10 times worse than anything you see in America. Let's keep it moving.
People to stop having kids. So aside from a law mandated by the government like China, let's set that aside. Okay. That's a law. We can't do nothing about a law, right? This is depressing to look at this. It's very disappointing to see how Gen Z feels about how patriotic they are. But I'm not surprised. Gen Z spends the most time with teachers. And by the way, you want me to tell you the craziest data about teachers? I'll tell you the craziest data about teachers here. We just got the statistic this last week based on a research we were doing with Kai. Do you know what percent? And this is, they got this data exactly on how people gave money, contributed towards their political party. Mm-hmm. What percentage of Hollywood do you think votes Democrat?
90%.
It's exactly 90-10. What percentage of professors in universities are Democrat to Republican?
90 Democrat.
I would say more
for
than
every
that.
Every one conservative, yeah. How many Democrats are there?
13.
12.
12?
It's 1 to 12. It used to be, it's 1 to 12, 1 to 13.
So you're there talking 94%.
Exactly. So 1 to 12 is... that's a full-on monopoly. All these people are worried about monopoly. There's no
that's
bigger
monopoly
than this one.
Yeah.
But watch this one here. So when you think about Gen Z, who do they spend the most time with? English teachers. What percentage of English teachers are Democrats? English teachers in K through 12.
99%.
97%. Yeah. What percentage of health teachers are Democrats?
You know what? Both of my sisters are teachers. I need to ask them what subjects do they teach.
Health teachers in school, health and guidance.
I'm going to say
99%. They're the highest. English teachers are 97. Health is 99%. Here's a little one that they have a little bit of reason. Science and math, what percentage are Democrats? Remember, this requires logic.
I'll say
87% to 13%, okay? So 97 is English. 99 is health. 87 is math and science. And Gen Zs are spending time around them nonstop. Hence, you're going to be thinking like they do. So I am not surprised at all. They're being convinced.
Yeah, you talk about leaning on one political side than the other. He said 87% was the lowest percentage for teachers that were Democrats or basically didn't vote Democrat, but they donated to Democrat Party, which if you donate to Democrat Party and don't donate to the Republican, I would say that you're a Democrat and vice versa.
That America sucks and America's bad and America's this, and get a little one of the benefits about having YouTube and access to different channels where you can kind of brainwash yourself out of the insanity stuff you've learned. You almost need to unlearn the crap that they've learned.
If you
I'm with that one guy, man. Like, people are just ignorant to what's going on in these other countries. Like, every country in South America is worse poverty-wise. And unless you're making a shit ton of money in America and you're moving somewhere like Cancun or Mexico City or something, you know, like, the poverty is different. Is different. We know Africa, the poverty is different. I would say in certain places in Asia, like, it's like you've seen some of them slum ass cities, man, and them big ass slum ass apartments they build, man. Like places like Jamaica and Dominican Republic and Cuba, places like that, probably they got far worse areas and poor areas. That's the thing. All our governmental housing and low income housing is built with bricks. You know what the low income housing or the slums in these other countries are built with? Like tin metal, like just metal sheets. Of tin metal, you know. Then you got like Arabic countries where some of them, they don't even have air conditioning in their homes and stuff, and their homes are built very, very old style. Like then you got to take into account communist countries where they pretty much control everything you do in life. You can't, like, if you think in a communist country you're just gonna like get on social media and say, screw the president. Good luck with that. You're probably going to disappear off the face of the earth and probably never see you again. You know, the thing is about when people say, like, America's the worst country on the planet, they can't name a better one. They can't name one that's just so much better. Because once they try to, we could go through the history of that country and there'll be holes that are just leaked through their story, you know, about the double standards, hypocrisies, because every history has bad history. Every history has bad history. This idea that America's history is worse than everybody else's. Mongolians conquered more land than anybody. I don't hear nobody talking about Mongolians oppressing nobody. Turkish did a lot of conquering. Romans did a lot of conquering. I don't see nobody shitting on the Germans right now when they were Nazis and tried to take over the damn world. You know, everybody's definitely shitting on Russia right now. China definitely looks like just the most evil country on the planet. And China never really, that's the thing. China never really did a lot of conquering after they built their wall and they pretty much secured their large ass territory. They didn't really set out to just start conquering a bunch of places. They built the wall up because the Mongolians were trying to do all the conquering. You know, like, ever since civilization has been to a certain population, there's always been people trying to conquer other people. There's always been what we call the strong trying to conquer the weak. You know, America's not perfect. It's still young. We still don't know fully what it can be. It's still, when you think about it, it's still an experiment. It's still a case study. It's still a test story. You know, to really see what it be, because before America, every other place was dictatorships and monarchs. which is the same thing, dictatorship, you know. So we don't know what it's going to be. And that's the thing. Nobody's perfect, so America's not going to be perfect. And if we're always going to just punish people or punish countries based on their history, there'll never be no progress. Like, you can't always live in the past. You can learn from the past, but you can't just live in the past all the time. You know, you can't dwell on the past. You can't wake up every day with this, looking at everything through a racial lens. You'll never be happy in life. You'll never be happy in life. It's got to be a miserable way to live. You know, I just get up every day and try to, you know, build my business and brand, try to promote Promo Palace and promote my customers on there, try to build my clothing apparel, new leather apparel, try to help Dizzle brand, you know, build up, and try to keep building this podcast, you know, and just be around like-minded people, individuals with positive mindsets, with goals and ambition, and, you know, leave all that every day, waking up, thinking about negative shit every day. That's just got to be a miserable way to live, you know, and that's all they do with this American mindset. And like you said, you also got these predominantly Democratic teachers pushing this ideology, these false narratives, just trying to divide America, make America out to be the worst country on the planet, when clearly it's not. It's the number one country that everybody in the world wants to move to. Nobody from America is running to go live in China. Nobody from America's running to go live with Russia. You see what happened to Brittany Griner, so she get locked up. She's happy as hell that she's back in America. And I better not hear her ever say she hates America again. But better not ever hear that out of her mouth. I mean, because this is the most freest place in the world right now. It really is. It's the most opportunity. Even though the internet is creating a lot of opportunity for people, outside of the internet, America's number one in opportunity. Thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.